You're listening to Surgery. His Surgery.
Thank you.
You're listening to Surgery. His Surgery.
is no word and no I. In the beginning, there is sound. In the beginning, we create with our mouths. Do we know who makes what sound? Do we know who from who? No. Sound is more familiar than subjects and time and time. We are, and sound hugs our bodies. There is darkness. Sound travels across it. Invisible bodies carry. Darkness leaves us closer to what will in the future be called death, which is now inseparable from what in the future will be called life. We exist and sound hugs our bodies. I reach out for a vowel, and it's so soft. I cannot distinguish a Y from a thigh. At this time, there is no I, and we don't know God. Can we ever truly be selfless or compassionate when we don't know I wonder? I think about this as I am talking to Jehovah's Witnesses. They're on the door. What is human? A human. An I. A non-I? A selfless action? Can you ever really say you are knocking on a door as a selfless act because you are imposing your belief on someone else? You are admitting that you believe that your belief is worth more than whatever believes behind the door. You knock on the door because you believe in the concept of a door and of conviction, preaching, spreading the good word. In the beginning, there is no good word. In the beginning, there is no word. There is voice, and it comes from somewhere. Invisible bodies bring it over to here. From there. Does that mean it doesn't come from me? I don't know what who is. Isn't the idea of God the idea of self? I want to ask the Jehovah's. Perhaps that thing about selflessness boils down to my own limited understanding of selflessness. To me, selflessness has a lot to do with singing. To sing is a selfless act, or at least potentially a selfless act. Singing could, should be about compassion. In the beginning, there is darkness. Sound travels across it. Invisible bodies carry. closer, close enough, close, 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 closer, close enough.